Now, we've been hearing over the past few weeks from some of the Phase 2 New Frontiers participants at the Tom Crean Centre at MTU Kerry. And this evening's guest is Colm Hassett of AVA Sports Medical. That's AVA, AVA Sports Medical. A very interesting concept, especially for anybody involved in team sports. Perhaps you're playing it or you're coaching. This could be one for you. Well, Colm popped into studio earlier for a chat, and I started by asking him to tell us about the business, AVA Sports Medical.
What we plan on doing is providing comprehensive screening to amateur athletes in underserved areas, so provide cardiac screening, while also providing advanced fitness screening or advanced sports screening, you know. So that's pretty much what we're going to be doing, you know. The concept where it actually came from was, I guess I always worked in the sports, fitness and health industry. I ran two gyms as well, and working with teams and management and everything. And I always noticed that, you know, I suppose from the time of Cormac McLellan, when he died back in 2003 of sudden adult death, I was, you know, it was probably an eye-opener for the Irish public. But I suppose in my own career, noticing the lack of screening, I suppose, that was there, that was evident and towards young people, because in Ireland, two young people under 35 die each week from sudden adult death. So I guess as a coach, I remember about 5 or 6 years ago, I was with a women's team, coaching a women's team, and I remember a local team as well, a girl actually collapsed on the field, but fortunately there was actually a nurse on the opposite team that was able to save her life, you know. So at the time I had the gyms and I was training teams, and you know, it's like, if you talk to coaches, it's probably your worst fear, you know, is that, you know, someone will die, you know. That time it kind of hit me, you know, that maybe I could do something, but so busy then it was like, you know, where'd you find the time? And I suppose COVID came in, and in 2021 actually a player on one of the teams that I was coaching actually died from sudden adult death, you know, in a similar circumstance as Cormac McLellan at home in his bed, you know. So I suppose from that you question things, you know, realistically. Like, we put a lot of money into coaching teams and players, getting them fit, and I suppose we don't put the same level, or, you know, to make sure that they're healthy or safe. So that's where I started this, and that was my journey until New Frontiers. And I suppose New Frontiers really given me wings to research and everything, you know. So,
and so will it be an app or a website, or what will it be?
What we'll do is it will be mobile clinic, so we'll actually have to go to the clubs, for example, and actually screen the individuals there with an ECG monitor you put on the chest. I suppose a lot of sudden adult death cases or sudden arrhythmic death is actually to do with the electrical system of the heart. Okay. So the ECG can pick up on things like that, and it's definitely a layer of a screening that should be provided to athletes, you know.
When you started the New Frontiers there back in September, you would have been at a fairly early stage of this.
Yeah, exactly. I was still working full time, and I have 3 kids, so I was fairly busy. So it was, for me, it was just allowed me the complete wings to just leave my job or what I was doing and work on this, because the research side of things was huge. And even to go, you know, you think you'd know how to research, but the program itself, there was a guy, Danny Sheehan, actually, who's brilliant at research and showed us how to go through every little bit of it. So like, for that itself, it was just unbelievable. You have different mentors, one-to-ones, and you know, it's the coaching that you get is just, for someone like myself now, a complete startup, it was just really good, because I had ran some businesses before, you know. But you know, as you're learning, then you're like, oh, I realised the mistake I made. You know, especially when it comes to financial and everything. So yeah, look, it's an unbelievable course. And I suppose the accountability side of it, like every 2 months you have a review. You have like Jerry Maloney, like he would be Enterprise Ireland, and you'd have Sarah Flaherty, she'd be External Service Manager above, and obviously Emily Reid, and they'd have a visitor guest as well. So like, you're there pitching to them, and like, they're pretty much dissecting your business, and not in a cruel way, but like a way to actually make you successful. So like, to have that, and like the nerves are going in and having to be setting up every time, you know. So we've another one coming up now in 2 months. Like, just accountability itself, and like, Emily is up there with us all the time, and you know, she keeps me on my toes anyway. And you know, you have a meeting with her every 2 weeks, and you know, like, you're heading in there and she's keeping you on track and what you have to do and have you this done. And so yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, you know. I suppose probably my favourite part of it is actually the meeting the other participants. It's kind of funny, because you know, you become great friends with them, but it's quite competitive too, because there's only 2 of us who will probably be able to get into Phase 3. So as much as you want to see, and like, absolutely you want to see everyone do good, because there's some unbelievable people up there with great ideas, and some of them already trading and everything. So like, you're also competing against them, so it can be a bit bittersweet as well, you know. But, but that's it. Look, I suppose it gets you ready for the real world, because the real business world is competitive, and you have to just roll with the punches sometimes, you know.
So you'd be hoping to go on to phase three. As you say, it is a competitive process to get into it, but you would hope to apply anyway.
Yeah, I'd definitely be applying. If we don't get in, obviously for us it would make things way easier if we did, but if we don't, we still see the business model. It might take us a little bit longer, but we still see a very good business. Yeah, we believe that we'll raise finance some way. So, but look, phase three would probably be the icing and the cake after that, you know.
And there aren't any other similar type accelerator programs you're looking at, are there?
Not as such as of yet anyway, but there is the Health Innovation Hub, like it's there around Ireland, but there's one based in the MTU in Cork, you know, so we're all joined up. So yeah, I've been onto them, but we'll move a little bit further along and we'll get through this one and look, we'll see what comes. Yeah.
And where would you say you're at now, as you're nearing the end of phase two now of New Frontiers?
Yeah, I suppose like the last 4 months have just been really busy focusing on research and even getting the business model right and the financials. We've built up our team through the last 4 months as well, and we've come across some unbelievable people who are willing to share their knowledge as well, you know. So realistically, we're about a month off running trial with some local clubs, and then we're, as I say, we're about 3 months in actually maybe setting up and marketing to clubs and being able to go into the clubs and provide screening at a high efficient level to their players, you know. So,
and would it be kind of like, you know, like GA clubs, soccer clubs, those kind of things, or would you be looking at, say, gyms and that as well?
The customer base that we're focusing on, I suppose, coming from my own background, would be GA background. But look, I suppose you're kind of in a place where in some places their players are playing both sports anyway, you know. But predominantly we'll be focusing on the GA. We'll actually, with Gavin Kennedy, actually he's a marketeer, he owns Borough Ventures Media, he's actually helped me, so we'll actually be reaching out to the clubs through an email campaign. So local clubs in Kerry and Limerick can expect maybe to receive an email. That'll be our starting point anyway, you know. So
okay, yeah. And I suppose maybe looking a little bit further down the line, you know, if you were to look at maybe like 5 years time, like, yes, where would you like the business to be? Is it something that you can see exporting to other parts of the world?
Yeah, definitely. Even already we're looking at the UK as a potential as well, you know, because it is obviously a global problem. You know, I think 2 every week in Ireland, 12 every week in England. Obviously the population is huge factors there, so same factor. A lot of our research came out of Italy, because they actually provided a pre-participation program in Italy, I think 25 years ago, you know. So, and the ECG was the basic test for that. And there's lots of different studies that came out of it after, and I suppose what one of the main things that came out of it is that they believe that they reduced sudden adult death by 89%. I've been talking to some of the cardiologists that ran that, really just finding out ways they've done it and how well it was done and everything. So yeah, look, we're definitely looking at the international market as well, you know. So
on a practical level then, like, say, how often would you run those tests then?
Talking to cardiologists, look, if you could run them once when they're just a teenager or whatever, you know, and just be sure that they're fine, you know, that there's nothing showing. A lot of it could be genetic as well. And speaking with some cardiologists, like, a lot of these genetical factors actually don't come up until they're 23, 24, 25. You'll be looking at definitely once, and then maybe as someone gets older, you might do it every 2 years perhaps. I suppose the fact that we're providing the advanced sports screening as well, like VO2 max testing and stuff, is we might eventually we'll be able to incorporate it into the one screening, so they could do it every year if they wanted.
So there'd be other kind of screenings within that then, within, as well?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's the point we're heading for anyway, you know. So right now we're just focusing on getting it off the ground and providing probably the most important screening would be of the heart, and then we can see how we can add in the different factors. But yeah, we have some good ideas for how successful it could be, you know.
Colm Hassett there of Ava Sports Medical, that's AVA. And you can find Ava Sports Medical on LinkedIn, Facebook and Instagram, and avasportsmedical.com, although the domain is there, the website is coming soon. So a very interesting concept there, and the very best to look to Colm with the business.